Welcome to the conference call of Elumeo SE. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Wolfgang Boyer? Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and good morning to everybody. Thanks for joining our call for the presentation of the half-year numbers and the financial results of the second quarter of 2017. I would like to, before we take a deeper look into the financial, point out four main points that have had significant impacts on the numbers in the second quarter and should also be important going forward for the remainder of the year. The first is that we have returned our business in continental Europe, in particular in Germany and in Italy, back on a solid growth path in the second quarter. Over the last couple of quarters, we've shown you many initiatives that we have used in order to improve the visibility of our product and also the perceived value of our product, so that we could compensate the fact that we have had to suffer from an increased operational cost of our products due to the fact that the euro has lost so much value against the Thai baht. At the same time, we've been able to continue to lower our operational cost. Second point is that also since the fourth quarter of 2016, we have been explaining to you how we are going to develop a proper B2B segment in which we sell specifically designed and manufactured products out of our factory to business clients outside of our standard sales territories, which is mostly at the moment the United States of America, and that segment has continued to grow very nicely. E-commerce, as in all previous quarters, has been continuing to grow, in particular in continental Europe and also in the United States of America. In the United Kingdom, our e-commerce business has seen a decline, which was in line with the overall decline of our U.K. business after restructuring. The segment EBITDA in Q2 is with -379,000 euros, the lowest negative segment EBITDA that we have seen in many quarters. Also due to the fact that now finally our fate has turned in terms of our foreign exchange exposure. We have seen a positive FX effect in the second quarter out of our operation in Thailand, and therefore the accounting EBITDA is even positive with 431,000 euros. In total, we have improved our profitability significantly, and we expect to continue growing profitably in the remaining two quarters. On page number four, real quick. As we have presented in many conference calls over the last six quarters, since 2015, when we suffered from the fact that the euro lost so much value against the Thai baht, we have improved the visibility of our products. We have increased brands or created brands around our products in order to increase the perceived value of the product from the perspective of the customer. We have presented new formats, and all of that was done in order to increase the visibility of our products with our clients and also to increase the perceived value they get, because we knew that we were going to have to raise our prices to return to profitable good margins. That is something that needs to be done with a reason. You need to give the customer a reason why all of a sudden something costs now 69 or 79 euros, while it used to cost 49 euros. That has taken some time until it really started to gain traction. The majority of these initiatives have been launched over the last 9 months. We started in the third quarter 2016 and did that then all through the remainder of 2016 and into 2017. We've seen positive results in Germany at first, and now finally, we also see these results in Italy. You can see that in the second quarter, both of these territories have started to return to a real nice proper growth track, and we hope that we can maintain that momentum going forward and can continue to develop these activities in a profitable and good way. At the same time, as we have said in the full year numbers and also in the presentation of the first quarter of 2017, we have launched a pretty significant cost reduction program all across the group, including administrative expenses, selling expenses. So we've basically turned every single stone in our operation in order to see what is really needed so that we could streamline our operation and reduce costs significantly. And as you can see, also into the second quarter of 2017, we have continued to really lower our operational cost, and we will continue to do so over the next quarters, even though obviously kind of we won't be able to replicate that in that extent going forward, but at the same time, you can expect that the operational costs are going to stay at these levels or maybe even slightly lower, but are not going to start to rise again in the future. So we can be quite happy that we've been able in such a short period of time to streamline the cost base of our company so much, and that is going to be of great help as we move into 2018, because we're going to be able to grow profitably from a much lower cost base. As I said in the introduction, we have introduced a B2B segment into our business. The original business logic of that segment was that we said, okay, when we restructure the United Kingdom and lose that amount of product volume in the United Kingdom, due to the fact that we have reduced distribution in the United Kingdom very significantly so that we could get the losses under control, that would result in a underutilization of our factory, which would then have not desirable fixed cost regression of our products. So we needed more volume in our factory in order to have a good level of fixed cost regression across all of our products. Therefore, we have started to offer some of the brands that we developed internally, also externally to clients, mainly in the United States of America and some of that also in the Caribbean. The most important brands that we have launched in the United States are Mayani, Cavill, and Malloy, where we at the moment have active business relationships with three different clients. And as you can see in the quarterly development of the revenues from the first quarter to the second quarter, we've been able to grow this business very significantly. Going forward, we don't think that this is going to continue to grow at that pace. So Q3 and Q4 of this year will definitely not see 80% increases in revenues anymore, but it will continue to show significant contributions to our business and will continue to help us to utilize our capacity properly. Also the European entities are greatly benefiting from this. Our e-commerce business, in particular in continental Europe, continues to show very strong growth rates. We can see, as you can see on the left side, that these businesses continue to grow very fast. Unfortunately, we have seen a reduction in our business volume in the United Kingdom in line with the overall reduction of the business volume. So while we were making as many efforts as possible in order to retain customers that we couldn't reach via television anymore due to the fact that we reduced our distribution, we have to concede the fact that some of these clients have decided to switch their shopping habits and go somewhere else where they could still watch television and shop via e-commerce. And therefore, these clients, we have not been able to fully convert them into pure e-commerce-only clients, which is, I think, also an interesting aspect going forward for the importance of our moving picture offer towards our clients. At the same time, what we can see is that in continental Europe, we continue to grow very fast, and I think that's If you see kind of this from a longer term perspective and look at where we come from and how fast kind of our e-commerce business has become a predominant pillar of our business, that's, I think, in terms of the transition of the overall business, quite remarkable. So in total, as we have said, pretty much 1 year ago, a little bit less, I think, we've made for the first time our projection on how long it is going to take to come back to profitability in the Q2 numbers 2016. And as we expected, this took us roughly 9 months. I'm happy to report that we've been able to return the group to profitability as expected. As you can see in the development of the segment EBITDA on the left side of that picture, I might add that in accounting EBITDA, we are even more profitable at the moment. And that makes us very confident in order to be able to continue to grow profitably going forward in 2017 and then also in 2018. That was kind of the overall summary, and I would like now to hand over to Bernd in order to summarize the financials for the second quarter and the half-year numbers.
Yes, good morning, and also very warm welcome from my side. We usually start with the summary of the H1 2017 results, which you find on page 10 of our presentation. I would suggest, because the particular topics we have here will come during the next pages, and I will explain a little bit more in detail. So we turn to page 11, where we have the performance overview for the first half year 2017 compared to the first half year 2016, despite the fact the top line says something different. Sorry. We see that the revenues increased by 3%, and we see the gross profit declining from 44% last year to 40% in this year. This development rather is coming from the first quarter, when we had in the first quarter 2016 a very high margin of over 50%. Due to the repositioning of pricing we had this time, in Q1 2016, and Q1 2017 was very much affected by the sales activities in the UK, as you may remember from the first quarter 2017. So this still affects the half-year performance. Nevertheless, the total segment EBITDA improved quite significant. This picture looks even better looking at the Q2 numbers on page 12. So we see the decline in revenues, which is mainly due to the development in the other segments, so coming from the UK business and also the B2B development, which I will have some comments later on. We see the gross profit, which is in absolute terms on the prior year level, but percentage-wise increased compared to the previous year. And last but not least, the total segment EBITDA for the second quarter, which from almost 1.5 million from Q2 2016 turned down to 0.4 in Q2 2017. So the overall effects from the cost reductions we can see, of course, in the total segment EBITDA, but also the development for Germany and Italy is quite promising so far. On page 13, we have the consolidated income statement in a whole. So we see the EBIT of 8,000 euros for the second quarter 2017, which of course is also driven by the FX effect already described by Wolfgang. On the lower right side, you find again the adjusted expenses for selling and admin expenses. Again, to have the comparison for the second quarter against the previous year. you see that the selling expenses declined by almost 12%, and also the administrative expenses declined by 8%. Both reductions in its majority coming from the reductions in the broadcasting expenses as well as the personal expenses. The revenue split by country on page 14, where we see the strong growth in Germany with a overall of 90% for the half year, and also a strong 11% in the second quarter. So Germany with over 13, almost 14 million net revenues in one quarter is the highest that Germany ever had so far. As well as Italy, now also back on a growth path. So with also a double-digit growth of 11.3% in the second quarter. We're quite satisfied with this development. And as expected, the United Kingdom, of course, due to the reduction in the broadcasting, is lowered by 58%. The other countries, in its majority, considering the B2B business as well, and there you see also Q2 2016, 1.6 million. This has been a one-time spot deal we did last year at that time, which has driven revenues in this quarter as well as margins in this quarter. But this is going to change for the remaining quarters, especially the fourth quarter. We haven't had any kind of these deals anymore. So, the segment report for the first half year, we see that compared to the previous year, of course, the division Germany-Italy improved significantly. For the second quarter, Germany-Italy has been already positive, so we turned this segment already into a positive segment EBITDA. Nevertheless, the sales division others improved in the first half year. Picture for the second quarter is slightly different, despite the fact that we see an improved result for the United Kingdom. We see that the lower gross margin from the one-time spot deals in the Q2 is running against the B2B performance of this year. But as said, this is going to change for the remaining quarters. So for the selling and the administrative expenses, now on page 16 and 17, you see the breakdown. Again, the broadcasting and channel rental costs significantly lower, almost 30% against the previous year, as well as for the half year and the quarter. We see declining personal expenses and expenses for external personal services, also significantly reduced. Sales and marketing expenses reflecting the increased webshop business. So this position also for the future will rather increase than decrease, of course. And the rest remains on prior year levels. But overall, we see the significant decline in the selling expenses as well. Also for the administrative expenses, personal expenses drastically reduced. In the second quarter, almost 20%. And here you see also the losses from foreign currency translations. So the loss of 608,000 from the first quarter is now reversed, so that you see here the opposite position in Q2 2017. To show the reconciliation items for the total segment EBITDA, so the total segment EBITDA of 379,000 euros for the second quarter is affected, of course, by the gain of FX translations of 895 in total, and the equity set of share-based remuneration of 85. So in total, 809,000 we corrected here from the overall positive EBITDA of 431,000 euros for the second quarter of 2017. Now for the balance sheet and the cash flow, quickly, of course, there have been no major investments, also no need for major investments, as this has taken place already in the years 2015 and 2016, so we see a slight decline. We see reduced inventories as expected. On the equity and liability side, we have subsequently decreased total equity, and of course we see the opposite position for the FX gains in the foreign currency translation reserve, declining from 5 million to 4 million. So for the rest of the liabilities, it's more or less on the prior year level, respectively, depending a little bit on the due date of the balance sheet date. But for the, for instance, for the trade payables or the other non-financial payables, remains rather on prior year level. So cash flow statement for the cash flow from operating activities, we see the subsequently, huge improvement due to the decline in losses on the one hand, but also in the overall improvement in the working capital for the decrease in inventories as well as in other assets and other liabilities. Cash flow from investing activities, as said, is low with 109,000 of investments. Financing activities compared to the previous year, half year of 2016, more or less zero, and overall cash and cash equivalents with 1 million is on the level of the first quarter. So for the outlook on page 24, I would hand over to Wolfgang.
So as I've said in my summary, in 2017 we will continue to benefit from a large number of initiatives to reduce costs. The efficiency in the entire group has been improved drastically and we will continue to work aggressively towards that. After a challenging year 2016, I think we are now in a situation where the company is back on track and we will continue to grow profitably and we will see that we will continue with that trend for the remainder of 2017 and also into 2018. As we have said in the full year numbers, returning the group to profitability is our number one, number two and number three priority. And that has worked out the way we wanted. It was a tricky process to manage liquidity at the same time while we were returning the company to profitability. But now we have been able to streamline our inventory in a way that we could continue or start to grow profitably again. And therefore, we are very optimistic for the remainder of the year and also to show a proper profit for the 9 months Q2 to Q4 2017. I might add at one point that in the financial we have also disclosed that the loan facility that we have with Berliner Sparkasse that we were asked about in the last quarter, quarterly financials has been extended until mid of 2018. So also on that front we have been able to continue to stabilize the group and continue on a more predictable and profitable level. So we might now start to answer questions. I may hand over back to the moderator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star one on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press star two. For your questions, please press star one on your touchtone phone. We have no questions so far, Mr. Boyer.
Well, I think we should take this as a compliment. So we've been able to answer all of the possible questions beforehand. So in that case, we can conclude the call. Thank you very much to all of the attendees, and we're looking forward to speaking to you again for the results of the third quarter.
Thank you very much.
We want to thank Mr. Boyer, Mr. Fischer, and all the participants of this conference. Thank you and goodbye.